In Quinnahawk during August, four people overdosed and one woman died after using heroin that contained a large amount of fentanyl. Law enforcement say the heroin supply in other parts of Western Alaska is likely laced with the powerful, often deadly, added drug, and they're putting the word out that things could soon get worse in the region. KDLG's Dave Benninger has more.
Fentanyl-laced heroin is on the streets in Dillingham, says State Trooper Sergeant Luis Nieves, the supervisor for the Bristol Bay region.
Oh, absolutely. I have no doubts at this point. We're waiting on lab results to confirm what we believe is that the heroin that's coming into this area is the same heroin that's being distributed throughout the state, especially throughout Western Alaska. It's all coming from the same source, which is in Anchorage.
The state crime lab put out the warning after the overdoses in Quinnahawk that there was more fentanyl in the sampled drugs than heroin. According to the DEA, fentanyl is the most potent opioid available for use in medical treatment, 50 to 100 times more potent than morphine and 30 to 50 times more potent than heroin. Fentanyl is potentially lethal, even at very low levels. That means a user's regular dose of heroin, perhaps unbeknownst to them, could be deadly.
This is probably one of the most dangerous drugs ever to hit this state. There are many drugs that are dangerous, alcohol, meth, but heroin, right now with this fentanyl, it's a hazard to everyone.
Nieves says fentanyl residue can be absorbed through the skin, leaving even non-users vulnerable to exposure if they're around someone who is using. Authorities say the suppliers are cutting the heroin with fentanyl, which is a prescription painkiller, to extend the supply and to extend the high.
Remember, heroin addicts, at the end of the day, are doing what we call, or what they've called, chasing the dragon, which is they're trying to replicate that very first experience they had with heroin. And that's why they have to increase their dosages over time. So as they're chasing this dragon, they're always looking for the next stronger supplement. And the fentanyl is meeting that demand, but it's also killing people.
Sergeant Nieves says local authorities are working with information that more heroin is inbound to the region soon. He suspects targeting the payout of BBNC dividend checks this Friday.
These wolves that prey on innocent people know that there's going to be plenty of money in the Bristol Bay region, where everyone here has been working their tails off fishing. And, you know, now they're getting ready to get their checks and they're getting ready to get their dividends. And they're just easy prey. People have put Dillingham on the map, but they put it on the map for a negative reason. And that it's a great place to sell this type of product.
Nieves says authorities responded to a recent overdose call in Dillingham he suspects was tied to fentanyl. The person was hallucinating and displaying other strange behavior not normally associated with heroin alone. He believes the person would have died had emergency care not been so close, a luxury not afforded to most living outside of Dillingham.
I think our ER is going to start filling up with these people, especially now that these checks are going to be here and these predators from Anchorage are going to be here. I would not be surprised if there are locals that are going to Anchorage right now to go pick this product up and bring it here. And if they can hear me, well, shame on them. And know that we're going to be looking for you and we're going to do everything we can to stop you from bringing this stuff into this community.
Sergeant Nieves says there are no easy solutions to intercept the heroin before it gets into Bristol Bay, though he says the region would be well served to have a want investigator back. The CDC and the DEA have put out the warning nationwide that the abuse of fentanyl has been on the rise over the past 2 years and is causing an alarming number of overdoses, though the exact figures have been hard to pin down. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.